In this bulletin, US Vice President J.D. Vance says Washington and Tehran are close to a ceasefire deal. Two people arrested as police clear protesters from Brisbane's Victoria Park. And in sport, Serena Williams could be poised for a return to tennis after nearly 4 years away from the game. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Karen Thomas. US Vice President J.D. Vance says Washington and Tehran are making progress towards a deal that could extend the ceasefire and pave the way for talks on Iran's nuclear program. The proposed agreement would reportedly extend the truce for 60 days, although it still requires approval from both President Donald Trump and Iran's leadership. Mr. Vance says negotiators are still working through several outstanding issues, but believes the two sides are close to an agreement. Speaking to reporters at Joint Base Andrews, Mr. Vance says any deal would need to be verified, particularly on Iran's nuclear commitments.
But all you can do is try to verify, right? We try to get things in a position where we're getting a good win for the American people. You don't take anything on faith, even the guarantee that they not build or procure a nuclear program, which is something they have agreed to. We're going to have to verify that over time. So I think there's always a concern that the negotiating party is not going to meet their end of the bargain. So that's why we have verification processes in place.
Meantime, Iran says its Revolutionary Guard Navy has fired warning shots at four vessels attempting to transit the Strait of Hormuz without authorization. State media reports the ships were warned by Iranian forces and subsequently turned back. The incident comes days after Tehran established a new body, the Persian Gulf Strait Authority, to oversee shipping through the strategic waterway. The United States has imposed sanctions on the authority, accusing it of seeking to impose tolls on commercial traffic and directing vessels in exchange for safe passage. The head of the World Health Organization has arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the country battles a major Ebola outbreak. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the response is being complicated by conflict, displacement and food insecurity in the country's east. Health authorities say suspected Ebola cases are nearing 1,000, with at least 220 suspected deaths. The WHO chief says his visit is intended to show affected communities they're not alone.
To come here is to really show to the community that they're not alone. And I have done it before, and I would be happy to do it now because, okay, pushing orders from my comfortable office in Geneva is easy. But if I'm asking my colleagues to work with the community and I am asking communities to protect themselves to do this or that, you know, the best way would be to come and be in the same place.
At least 40 police officers have descended on Victoria Park in Brisbane, with two people arrested during efforts to remove protesters opposing a planned Olympic stadium. First Nations protesters have established an Aboriginal tent embassy at the site, arguing the development will destroy culturally significant land. The park is due to be handed over to Olympic infrastructure authorities on Monday, ahead of construction of the proposed 63,000-seat venue for the 2032 Games. The stadium is expected to host athletics and the opening and closing ceremonies of the Brisbane Olympics. Protesters say they'll continue resisting the project.
As long as it takes, my friend, as long as it takes power people that's got heart for country.
Can't say. This is my grandchildren's country here, my granddaughter.
I just think this is disgraceful. We're in Reconciliation Week and they're doing this. You know, Brisbane City Council, shame on you, Lord Mayor. Right. You know, for 80,000 years of the longest living culture in the world, and the Olympics should not be destroying this land.
Australian music stars and international performers will come together in Melbourne later this year to honour John Farnham. The tribute concert will be held at Rod Laver Arena in September, with artists including Jimmy Barnes, Tina Arena, Human Nature, Jessica Mauboy and Keith Urban. Celine Dion and Hugh Jackman are also set to take part via satellite. Funds raised from the concert will support Head and Neck Cancer Australia. In sport, tennis great Serena Williams could be poised for a return to the sport nearly 4 years after stepping away from competition. Multiple media reports say the 23-time Grand Slam champion has requested a wild card to play doubles at next month's Queen Club Championships in London. Canadian teenager Victoria Mboko, who's reportedly set to partner Williams, declined to confirm the move, saying any announcement should come from Serena herself. The 44-year-old last played at the 2022 US Open and remains one major title short of the all-time record of 24 Grand Slam singles crowns. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Karen Thomas.